Ganelon's Wicked Plan. Charlemagne ordered Ganelon to go at once to King Marsilius. Now, Ganelon did not want to carry the message, for Marsilius had once put to death a messenger who had been sent to him by Charlemagne. So Ganelon was very angry, and he thought, "Roland is to blame for this. I shall always hate him and Oliver, his friend, for they have planned this thing." Then the angry knight turned to Roland and said, "If ever I return, I will make you suffer for this." "I do not fear you, Ganelon," said Roland, "but I will gladly go instead of you if the king will let me carry the message." Ganelon took Charlemagne's letter and set out. On his way, he caught up with the Saracen messengers who were returning to Marsilius. Their leader began to talk to him about Charlemagne and his victories. "This Charles is a wonderful man," he said. "He has fought many great battles and conquered many lands. Why does he not now give up war and spend the rest of his days in peace?" "Roland is the one to blame," answered Ganelon. "He wishes his uncle to conquer the whole world. There will never be peace while Roland lives. But if Roland should die, Charles would return home and fight no more." "Tell me how we may kill this Roland," said the Saracen, for he saw that Ganelon hated the brave young prince. "I know how Roland may surely be put to death, but I will tell my plan only to King Marsilius himself," said Ganelon.